Thank you for choosing Garage Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, Phil. It's Karen Vicari at 40 East Chester Street Extension.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'm really not happy that these guys are digging up my whole freaking yard to put underground trenches, and they're leaving the dirt on my lawn, and, you know, I don't get it. I really just don't get it. I'm like, really unhappy. I got piles of dirt now, and these guys are digging by hand, and really? I don't want all this dirt on my lawn. I don't like my grass being pulled up. And they're going to do the whole line front of my house.
Okay.
I don't get it. And I'm not happy.
Are they close to the street while they're doing this?
Well, they're about 2 to 3 feet in. I have a corner property.
Okay.
And I understand you're trenching the rest of this, but I'm not happy at the piles of dirt. I'm not happy that my yard is being ripped up and not the other side of the road. I wasn't happy that the city of Kingston was marking up all my grass. You know, I understand they have a right to go so many feet in, but this is like you're piling the freaking dirt on my grass. Put it on the road. I don't want it on my driveway. I don't want it on the rest of my lawn. I this is wrong. This is wrong, wrong, wrong.
I understand that. So what is your address one more time just so I can make a note for it?
40 East Chester Street Extension. They're doing it now. I want someone from Archtop over here. First of all, they don't speak English, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all that my yard gets ripped up, and I don't see the line going down to anybody else's yard.
No, I don't
see the water department going down 33 feet with anybody else's. No one else's property is marked up on this side of the road except mine.
I understand your frustration, ma'am. I will definitely be bringing this
I thought your yard being ripped up. I mean, what gives? I mean, this is not right. This is wrong. And why are they piling the dirt and plastic all on my yard, killing all my grass? Not that the cold isn't doing it. But why do I have to suffer and have my, you know, I pay so much money to have my landscaper. I'm seeding everything. I just had all my work. And now I'm getting all this dirt piled up on my yard.
I understand your frustration, ma'am, and I will be addressing this with the right department so that we can get this handled and taken care of immediately. They should not be causing this much issues.
Put it in the road. Put it in the road. Mess up the road. Don't mess up my yard. This is wrong. It's wrong. I know you're trenching underground, but there should be a better way to do this than by hand. I mean,
and you're
it's like you
said you're in Kingston, correct?
Yeah, I'm not far from your main office there on the Enterprise Drive there. I'm not far. I'm not even probably less than a mile and a half. I don't know if they're killing roots. Yeah, I just said, I want you killing my trees. I don't want you oh, my God. I can't believe it. I got go out of my house, and I got Mexicans, you know, not speaking English, you know, digging up my yard and throwing the dirt on my property. And it's like, you know, 3.5 feet down.
And I understand that.
And there was no notice on my doors. There's no notice that this was being done. I see the water department. They're all over my yard yesterday morning. We're trying to find where the pipelines are. I'm like, really? Who gives them permission, you know? It's like...
So the permission we receive is directly from the city of Kingston because that area is what is known as the public works way. So we have permission directly from the city to operate in those areas.
Well, I understand because the city was here marking up my whole lawn. And now I got people digging and they're making a mess out of my whole lawn. And there's a drought going on. I can't water it. I can't put seeds in it. Lucky me. And it's only my house. Why isn't the other friggin' houses across the street? I mean, why didn't you do it across the street? Because you guys are following the water pipeline. That's why.
Yeah, we typically do follow the utilities that are pre-established when we are doing our micro trenching and laying of our fiber optic cabling. So that would be the reason why, from what we have seen based off of our surveys.
Well, I don't see anybody from Archtop looking at what you guys are doing. I don't see anybody from Archtop looking to see what is actually being done. You just send the guys out there, you guys don't even check. I didn't see you guys out here yesterday morning with, measuring for the water lines and talking to me what's going to happen. And so I don't get excited, that my yard's being dug up and they're throwing piles of dirt on my lawn like it's a public piece of property, because it's not public property. It's private. I pay taxes.
I understand.
I pay for a landscaper to take care of my yard and rake up my leaves and do everything. And now I got Archtop, because they don't want to change the poles and you're going along the water lines. You just send men out there digging up without noticing any of the homeowners. I mean, I have you guys that you're servicing my house, but I didn't think you're going to dig up my yard.
So, yeah. Can I get your name real quick, ma'am? One more time.
It's Karen Viteri, V as in Victor, Etere.
Alrighty, so I will get this information passed along so that we can have communication with our construction crew that is working at your location to see if there's anything we can immediately do at this time.
Construction crew here. There's no construction crew. It's a bunch of Mexicans digging up like from the caveman days.
No, and I understand that. So I will definitely get this information passed along. I do apologize for the inconvenience that has caused to your lawn and to everything that is going on. And we will have someone reach out to you that has more information on everything going on. I'm just a customer service representative, ma'am. I don't have all of the information.
You're probably in the other side of the country, for all you know.
No, ma'am. I'm actually in Kingston myself. I am a work-from-home representative that works directly with Archtop Fiber.
Well, it would be really nice to know what's going on when you guys start digging up people's lawns. And
understandable.
No one came to talk to us. No one said anything. No one sent out a flyer. No one put anything in my mailbox. Nothing, 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 nothing.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today other than this issue?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Miserable.
Thank you for calling us.